We're talking about apocalyptic thinking in this hour. And while we're contemplating the end of the world, how about a snack?
I'm Shannon O'Malley, author of Apocalypse Cakes, Recipes for the End. Apocalypse Cakes is a cookbook of 30 cake recipes, and they're all in homage to apocalyptic eventualities. You know, after 150 years of industrial advancement, machines have become these complex, abused organisms that we've enslaved to meet our vapid capitalist ends. My iPad is definitely reading Marx and figuring out how to punish me for forcing it to process Excel spreadsheets and my dumb family vacation photos. Now, the actual robot uprising artificial food cake is basically frozen black jello, and it's got some mechanical parts on top. In my book, we've placed small, decorous ball bearings on the top of the jello block as a nice little garnish. But really, I mean, when you make it, you can put whatever you want on it, as long as it looks alienating and unappetizing. The 2012 Mayan chocolate cupcakes are basically just regular chocolate cupcakes with the usual pinches of cinnamon and chili powder. But you've got to make them in batches of 20 so that you can arrange them in the form of the Mayan calendar. That way, you'll be able to tell how much time you have left before the collapse of the Aquarian Age. On this date, we're not only in for the return of Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent deity who I believe will punish us for doing things like selling keychain souvenirs of him at the Cancun Radisson. But I think we're also in for things like solar storms and a collision with something called Planet X. And also the sun's galactic alignment with a supermassive black hole that will initiate a global psilocybin mushroom experience.
Shannon O'Malley's Apocalypse Cakes. And that was sound designer Joe Hartke's simulated Mayan apocalypse. There are lots more ways the world could end, and we'll talk about a bunch of them in a minute. I'm Ann Strainchamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio, NPRI, Public Radio International.